we suffer consequences of the sins of our parents and ancestors, and our children suffer the consequences of our sins. But we are not punished for the sins of our father and mother. But there are generational habits. There are consequences, both economic and relational, that follow from generation to generation to generation. But God does not punish us for the sins of our parents, nor does he punish our children for our sins. Listen to how Jesus put it. Chapter 9 of John, verse 1. And Jesus, coming out of the temple, passed by, and he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had thus spoken, he spit on the ground, and made clay of the spittle, and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which means, by interpretation, sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came back seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that was blind, said, Is not he that sat and begged? And some others said, It is he. And others said, He is like him. But he said, I am the one. Therefore they said unto him, How were your eyes open? He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay, and anointed my eyes, and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then they said unto him, Where is he? He said, I do not know. You see, Jesus very clearly told his disciples this man was not blind because his parents had sinned, or even because he had sinned, but it had happened to him, and it was destined that Jesus would heal him. And somehow, this man's blindness was not the result of sin, but it was to be so that Jesus could make an example of this man, that Jesus is the light of the world. And he brought light into this man's life, and he will bring light into any who have faith in him. I don't understand all of that. I don't know why the man was blind for that many years from his very birth. But I know this. Whereas he was blind, when Jesus came into his life, he could see. And his blindness was not the result of his parents' sin. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I know that I am responsible for my own life and the things which happen to me in my life that don't seem fair, or I ask the question, why me? They're not the result of being punished. I pray, O Lord God, that you would simply take control of my life and by faith open my eyes that I may see your glory, that I may see your redemption in my life, that I may see Jesus with spiritual eyes, that you will give me. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.